This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has renewed its call to get to the bottom of the origins of COVID-19, singling out China for bending international organizations to its worldview as the United States restores its annual contributions to the World Health Organization. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the House Foreign Affairs Committee that the United States must outcompete China and defend the international rules-based order, a priority reflected in the State Department's 2022 budget requests. The top U.S. diplomat slammed China's lack of transparency on the origins of the coronavirus as U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a 90-day review and a fresh intelligence report on the origins of COVID-19. Blinken called China's response to the pandemic a failure to meet basic responsibilities in terms of sharing information and providing access. He did not elaborate on what the United States might do to pressure China for a full access investigation. In Geneva, a senior WHO official said the organization cannot force the Beijing government to provide more information on the origins of the coronavirus. The first new drug against Alzheimer's disease in nearly two decades received a conditional and controversial green light from the U.S. drug regulators on Monday. The United States Food and Drug Administration approved the antibody drug made by biotech company Biogen. The drug reduces the amyloid plaques that riddled the brains of Alzheimer patients. But the approval drew sharp criticism from experts who note that the company has not proved that it slows the debilitating cognitive decline in patients with the disease. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website.